Hannah Duncan says she got a great education at Veritas Preparatory Academy, one of 28 charter schools in Arizona and Texas run by Great Hearts Academies. That's why it was disconcerting to the 24-year-old alum when she heard from a transgender student about his time there.
The discrimination he was experiencing, and it made me really concerned about the direction the school was going.
As KJZZ reported earlier this year, the Great Hearts Board of Directors passed what it calls a biological sex and gender policy last year. It specifies that students must use the bathrooms and locker rooms that match the sex listed on their birth certificates. It also applies to pronouns, dress code, and school activities.
Not only does that reinforce hostile discrimination from transphobic, homophobic students, but it also makes it really hard for that student to learn and feel secure.
Duncan has been helping lead an effort to try and change the policy. She and other alumni wrote a letter to the board and started an online petition. They even met with some of the top administrators, and she was hopeful at first.
And the fact that there's been radio silence about any steps to invite alumni into a conversation, let alone repeal the policy, really frustrates me.
So she's organizing what she's calling a Socratic conversation outside Great Hearts' annual gala this weekend, a nod to her school's classical liberal arts curriculum.
Great Hearts would not do an interview for previous KJZZ stories, but has said in a statement that education should not serve as the battleground for larger political agendas and debate, and that the policy was designed to provide the safest and most inclusive school environment. That's the kind of argument coming from some conservative groups like the Scottsdale-based Alliance Defending Freedom. Gary McCaleb is senior counsel there and spoke at a recent event hosted by the Center for Arizona Policy. The audio quality isn't great, so we voiced over his comments.
What's at stake here is privacy.
What's at stake is privacy. This notion of using school facilities to advance individual psychological conditions. Well, what are you going to do then? What's your duty to affirm an autistic child? What's your duty to affirm a child with an eating disorder? Are you going to put them on restricted rations because they're anorexic and think they're fat?
Organizations like the American Psychiatric Association disagree and support more inclusive policies and protections for transgender people. And this controversy has already threatened to sideline a potential land deal with the city of Scottsdale to build a new athletic facility in the D.C. Ranch community. Here's Scottsdale City Council member Virginia Cordy.
From the very first public meeting we had, I expressed my opinion that I was not supportive of any agreement with Great Hearts with city property as long as they discriminated against transgender students.
Others on the council echoed those concerns. The project has a long way to go, but Cordy says she was told recently by an attorney for Great Hearts that they may consider changing the policy. If so, Cordy says,
good for them that they could see some real issues.
KJZZ, however, could not confirm that the board, filled with prominent members of the Arizona business community, does plan to change the policy. Meanwhile, a Facebook group supportive of Great Hearts has cropped up in response to this kind of pushback, and there's talk of a possible counter-protest at the upcoming gala. Hannah Duncan, the former student, says she's happy to engage with anyone. In fact, she intends to use her Great Hearts education to do that.
We're using Locke and Rousseau, Plato and Virgil to talk about transgender rights. We want to be taken at face value for wanting to have that conversation.
She's just unsure whether her former school will feel the same way. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.